Thank you. God's time is the best. Thank you. You may be seated. Tell your neighbor, God's time is the best. My time is not matter. God's time is the best. So we have to walk according to God's time. I know the times look somehow, but God's time is the best. There was all over the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, I have been joining you. I was waiting for God to release me. That's, you know, I've not been doing anything since morning. I was just sitting down watching Emmanuel TV like any other viewers. Just like any other viewer at home. When they pray, I pray. And when they testify, I put my demand on the anointing of testimony. I was just watching, but waiting for God. I thought God would not release me today. But suddenly God said, come on, put on your dress. So this is some reason why sometimes when you see me coming out for the service, it's either my sip is not wound up, or my hair is not combed, or you just see some funny dress. No, I'm not supposed to be telling you this. Don't blame my people. No. Because it may be at last minute. Okay, look, it was just 10 minutes ago, God said, please, come out. I just said, sometimes they have to iron on my body. No. I'm just telling you the nature of our job. This is why sometimes when anyone who say ministers of God, are we not carry the same crow? Are we not do the same job? They have to iron on my body. Iron on my body. I say, no, time is gone. Do. Because at the time God released me, to you it's very, very late. Just like this now. I don't, everything. So that is it. Hallelujah. That is the work of faith. I saw you, I have been looking at your step of dance, your praises and worship and all of that. Wonderful. You begin to demonstrate the work of faith. You know, last Sunday we stopped somewhere, concerning about issue of faith, talk on faith. The reality of faith can only be proved by practice, and which you everybody have been demonstrating this morning. The reality of faith can only be proved by what? No, you are not answering me. If you say you have faith, you should not just believe in him. Tell your neighbor, if you say you have faith, you should not just believe in him. You should not just only believe in him. If somebody says, I believe God, okay, where is your faith? You say, I believe God, I'm a Christian. Okay, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Faith must be practiced. You say, if you say you believe in him, you should not just, if you say you have faith in him, you should not just believe in him. we should not merely talk about faith. We should put it into practice. We should put it to what? To practice. Because faith is a conviction. It's a conviction. So that is faith. Our works proves our faith. Your work proves your faith. Are you doing 419, or you know how to play people to gain or deceive people? Your work proves your faith. Your work perfect or complete your faith. It means if you don't have good work, you don't have faith. If you don't have good work, you don't have faith. And only faith pleases God. Nothing. Our works proves our faith. Our works perfect or complete our faith. So I when you were dancing, given the step, I said, oh my God, show me your faith. I said, you believe? Show me your faith. If you have faith in God, you should also just not only believe, faith. Well, I look at where our congregation, many of us come from different countries, and some of us has to catch our flight today. Some has to leave to the airport and catch their flight. So when I put all this together, which God also, our mighty God understand. So sometimes I don't know. So I'm sorry, at the time God released me, it's not mine. It's never mine. So, and I have some burning issue which I want to share with you. Maybe probably this is the reason why God released me. Because at the time I give up that, I will not be able to come out today. But suddenly the God said, come on. Hallelujah. Let me just start from Africa country. But I know I will not be able to complete my message today, maybe next meeting. But today I think God has given us some little studio which we can transmit immediately, tell the world what is happening instantly, not only on Sunday. I think that is a blessing. Sometimes when I see what is happening around the world, I just, for some time now, I kept quiet. You cannot even, the revelation for the year, I refused to release it. I decided to do that. I think that position is better. That position is better to pray for the whole world. But I don't know. The Bible says where there is no vision, people perish. Like what has happened to my people in the DRC, Congo. I think sometime 3 years, I was invited to the country to see the president. I pray. I said, travel to DRC to see the president, head of state. I went through the letter and looked at it. I said, I must go. I pray over it. God said, he will give me message to deliver. And if you say you are going, do you have message to deliver now? I said, no. So you have to wait for the message. I said, okay. It's true. I'm not going there to pray. I should go there and deliver. If I now say, let me travel there because I'm a man of God, I'm going to pray. Pray, pray. After prayer, there must be revelation. But for now, no revelation. That was 3 years. I said, okay. God said, I have not given you any revelation. If you go, what are you going to do? You're going to pray. But you must have revelation after the prayer. I said, okay. I now decided to send my team. I raised team of 3, 4, 5 different countries to visit the nation and the president. And they were there, they were hosts. So help me greet the president, and I'm not too trying to be proud who I am, I'm just a human being. But as a man of God, I must have a revelation before move. So I just want to honor the visit, that because I'm not able to visit there, but okay. Okay, my people went there, good. With joyfully, they received them as a visitor to the head of state. And they came back, delivered my message. With joy too, the delegation from this country came here to visit us. Okay. I said, before God will release me to come to your country, this is the message. By February, there will be trouble. That was 3 years ago. The trouble will start from February. That was 3 years. And it will start. So, and I stated those troubles that will start. And they took home, delivered to the nation. Well, the reason why I'm saying this is that I'm worried, I'm not comfortable because of what is happening around the world. This will happen, that will happen by February. The whole thing will start unfolding and there will be crisis. Well, I will not be able to go further. I will want to, let him put the rest. I want you to rise up. Let's start our prayer from the country. Rise up and let us pray for the nation. Because the crisis is coming. I want you to please, with all your heart, don't say it's not your country. Any country is your country. Open your heart and pray for God's intervention in nation DRC Congo. Prayer.
L'engagement de la voix est de prier pour la nation du Congo DRC. Élevez la voix et priez pour la paix de Dieu pour la République démocratique du Congo.
God intervention, because I'm seeing trouble coming, big trouble. God intervention.
Prions pour l'intervention de Dieu, car le nom de Dieu voit un grand problème arriver.
Oremos por intervención divina al país, la República de Congo.
Téléspectateurs, vous vous soyez joyeux de la prière, car le nom de Dieu demande de prier plus spécialement pour la République démocratique du Congo, car il voit un grand problème arriver. Prions pour ce
God intervention in the nation Congo DRC. God intervention.
Intervención divina por la nación del Congo.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I'm saying this because 3 years ago I was sent for, and I said, this is what is going to happen. And it will start February. And I send my delegation there. What is happening now? What I saw in the vision today again, my heart is bleak. It's bleeding. So I know with God, all things are possible. God will redeem the nation and citizens in Jesus' name. You may be seated. You will join me pray for many countries today. Now, let's now go to the which I will not be able to mention, but in Southern Africa, I've seen some natural disaster like wind. Bad wind coming from the sea. Bad nature, natural disaster that will destroy many things, that will move from one country to another. I saw this last 2 years, and we keep praying, but there's a momentum in the sea which will look strange, which has never happened in Africa. And the whole thing will arrange from Mozambique's area. When I first saw it 3 years ago, the thing repeated last September. That was last year. I said, what's... And it's part of the prophecy vision I have. And poor people, they are the environment, they live in an environment where all this thing will happen. Poor people, people that they will not have a place to go, they will become the refugees. Poor people that are looking for shelter to stay, they are the one living in the 90% of the environment I'm talking about. And this thing will move from country to country, which I don't want to mention any country. But you let us rise up and pray for southern part of Southern Africa. Moving from, yes, from country like Mozambique, South Africa, Botswana, and some area there. Open your lips. Why I'm calling your attention to this? I've been praying, God say, call the attention of your people. Let's pray together. Because of the host of heaven, the atmosphere we are in, whatever we lose shall be lost, whatever we burn shall be burned. Open your lips for prayer.
Donc je demande de l'homme de prier parce qu'il a vu une vision il y a 3 ans. La mer débordée et menace les pays tels que le Mozambique, le Botswana, l'Afrique australe. Prions que la mer ne déborde pas en Afrique australe, prions. Elles vont l'avoir et prions.
Oremos a palabra profética de desastres naturales, un movimiento extraño en Sudáfrica, abarcará países como Mozambique y Botswana. Oremos por esta nación, la gente pobre, la que va a sufrir sobre esta área, se convertirán en refugiados. Oremos por estas naciones.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Let there be calmness. Wherever this nature tragedy in the sea, in the air, season, rain season, dry season, this nature, bad nature that is coming, let there be calmness in the name of Jesus. Jesus said to the sea, wind, be calm. Let there be calmness in the name of Jesus. Because what Africa depend on at this time, famine, and it will affect greatly the farmer. It will affect them greatly. Cattle, all this will be affected greatly. Let there be calmness in the name of Jesus. As we are praying, add Ethiopia country as a nation. Remember a nation, Ethiopia, in prayer. Pray against famine. Serious one, and what is the cause of this? Because of season, unpredictable. Open your lips and pray for the country Ethiopia.
Donc je demande de prier pour l'Éthiopie. Prions pour l'Éthiopie pour la famine, parce qu'il voit des choses dans la température, dans la saison, qui vont affecter et vont amener la famine.
Oremos por la nación de Etiopía. Oremos por una imprescindible y temprana hambruna.
Prions pour la nation d'Éthiopie contre la famine.
In Jesus Christ's name, open your lips and pray with me. You win. Let there be calm. We say, be calm. Let there be calm. You win. You disaster of any kind. Be calm. Be calm. In the name of Jesus. We cannot destroy this thing. They will have to go back to where they are coming from. We say calmness in the name of Jesus.
Calma en el nombre de Jesús.
Calmness in the name of Jesus. Calmness in the name of Jesus.
Calma en el nombre de Jesús.
Please, anytime you are in your prayer, please remember this country. Not that other countries are not have their own challenges, but I'm seeing this natural disaster. You may be seated. Now back to my nation, Nigeria. Last year, that was last 2 years, that was a vision, a prophecy for the nation, which still moving, which still going on, and those visions are still latest, still right. It's not for the year, last year, but still this year. It's going on till June. This is where God say, hold on. What you said 2 years ago, that there will be scarcity of food and the violation of money, and we are in the valley. That was 2 years ago, and our future is crying for help. We'll end June, this coming June. We are in February now. Those things, by the time we leave the June, we know all those prophecy I say about food scarcity, the violation of money, because this money will still continue going up, and it will seem to rest when it gets into 650. It will seem to begin to rest. It will not be able to go forward. It will not be able to go forward, but that will be the peak. He cannot go again. But the battle of epileptic going up, down will continue. But when it gets to that, he will not be able to go again. Rather, he will want to go down if the system permits. If the system agrees with divine will, it can go down. From 6, it can go down, but it will not be able to go up. All this we say, and we say we are in the valley, and that will last for June, and future crying, June. Now, I was saying something which you people are not taking note, which I want to repeat. Your president has good intention. I repeat again. Good intention cannot be carried out alone without good follower. If you hate me for what I'm saying, it's okay. But even Mr. TB Joshua may hate Prophet TB Joshua for what I'm saying. As a human being, you know, two persons standing. Mr. TB Joshua may hate Prophet for what he's saying. So if Mr. will hate Prophet, definitely if you hate me, there's nothing bad about that. I repeat again, your president has good intention, but good intention cannot be carried out alone without good followers. Priority of every Nigerian citizen now is the good health of your president. Because it can be anyone turn tomorrow. What you wish for other, God make happen to you. What you wish for order, God make happen to you. We rise up together and pray with all your hearts. I want us to rise up with all your heart. Ask God to give him whatever he needs. Because you are not hearing anything, whatever you believe he needs for the strength, for enablement to rule successfully, the Lord should give him prayer.
Donc, je vais lever la voix et de prier pour la nation du Nigeria et son leader. Que Dieu lui donne la force et la capacité de régner avec succès. Priez encore pour la bonne santé du président. L'homme de Dieu dit, de bonnes intentions ne peuvent être menées à bien sans de bons suivants. Aide. Donc priez que Dieu lui donne la force et la bonne santé pour diriger son pays.
Oremos por el presidente de Nigeria.
Strength.
Fortaleza.
Where there is weakness, strength. Say to me, strength.
Fortaleza.
Where there is weakness. Strength,
la force,
where there is weakness,
la faiblesse.
Enablement, in Jesus Christ's name.
Fortaleza donde hay debilidad en cualquier momento.
Sit down. Thank you for the prayer. More important, we also have to also rise up, make it to prayer. That the Lord should give the grace to sustain democracy. Rise up for prayer. Grace. Grace for sustainable, democratic, sustainable prayer.
Donc, je vais élever la voix pour prier pour la force de la démocratie.
Oremos que el Señor le dé la gracia para sostener la democracia. Oremos.
Prayer. For an uninterrupted, prayer.
Prions contre toute interruption. Prions contre toute interruption, dit l'homme de Dieu.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. No nation ruled successfully without good institution. Africa as a whole, we only looking for leader. We don't look for institution. We don't mind about the institution. We are looking for leaders. And leader cannot rule alone without good institution. The whole Africa lack of institution. They have leader, but leader cannot do it alone. It's like a prophet without disciple. And for prophet to have a disciple is not a day job. This is why in every Africa they want to go two times. Their first time is seem to be rubbish because they are using stranger to work with them. But by the second time they will have studied those who can work with them and do good. Every African leader they do better in the second time because they don't have disciple to work with them. People working with them at the first time are people donors that supporting them, give them money, pray for them, but they are not really disciples, but they just give help and support financially, morally, but by the time they become president, those who help them, they now call them and give them position. But they don't know them by character, but just help they did to them. So at first time, it's always nonsense to every African country because they seem to use a stranger to work with them. But Second time, they will have studied people. They know, oh, really, this is my disciple, this is my disciple, and put them to the places. They do better in their second time. I'm not studying God, man. I'm just telling you the mind of God. So if any leader is coming to office for the first time and say he will do everything, he will do this, he will do that, well, I just look, can you do it alone? You are coming for the first time, people working with you, how long you know them? By the way, their relationship, their character, how do you know these people will be loyal to you? Because they help you, you know. That you give money to people does not mean it's not your friend. You can give money to your enemy. You can even help your enemy. That does not mean it's a man of your own heart. That you give million, trillion, billion dollars to somebody does not mean it's your friend. Does not mean it's a man of your own heart. So this is challenging Africa's continents are facing today. If when Africa continent begin to talk, think about institution, there should be school, university for leader to go before you can become this, become that. So anyone that become a president for the nation must have his disciple as well to join him rule. If not, he cannot, whatever he promises is buffet. So this is why at the second term of any leader in Africa, they seem to do better. Because by the second time, they will have pumped out their people that they can work better with them. The man of their own heart, they will have looking for them. This is what is happening all over Africa. But now, the same thing is going all over now. Not only Africa, all over the world now, it's happening now. People don't look for man of their own hearts to work with them. They just call people because they donate millions to support them. They support them in campaign. They support them in this. They support them during the campaign. They work harder. They call them to the cabinet to work. That does not mean he can be a man of your own heart. You may be seated. Thank you. I want to leave the rest for the next meeting, or I'll meet you on Emmanuel TV. And let's look forward to what next, because of time. I will not ask you questions because I know you have questions. This is strictly out of question. No, anytime I talk, I will ask questions. I will not ask you questions. Please, whatever answer you want to give me, just swallow it. Keep it to yourself. I pray for you. Thank you. Amen. Take note of this where I said last now. That the problem of Africa continent, but the same problem are going all over the world today, not only Africa again. Leader seems to use a man of that are not of their own hearts. To have a man of your own heart is not a danger, it's a matter of time and preparation. Time and preparation. To have a man of your own heart that be a minister of this, be a minister of that, be a minister of this, be a minister of that, be a chairman of this, be a chairman of that, and you head, and will be loyal to you, and your vision will be his vision. It's not easy. It takes time and preparation. This is what Africa, all over the world. All the continents, and it's going beyond Africa now, what I'm talking about. Jesus knew he would not be able to succeed alone. That is why he had 12 disciples. He knew. No one can go it alone. He knew that as a savior, he will be going alone, he will do it alone. No, he has to look for people to follow him. Even among them, you know what happened. You know what has happened all over the world, not only in the politics, even in the house of God. The cause of church collapsing is what I'm talking about now. They cannot point to a man of their own hearts to do this for them, and they cannot do it alone. Instead, they use their enemy to do this. And the enemy crumbled their vision. Your business, you know what is happening to your business? You cannot go do it alone. At a time you want to expand, but no one was there to help you. You cannot be there and you cannot be here. So, and you continue to expand where you are. And when you begin to be too popular in a certain place, attack, persecution starts. This is why the millionaire today, you see them up there, the crumble, because their vision, they could not find people to carry out their vision. Branches of their company, people that represent those branches could crumble their vision. When you begin to think about this, you seem not to expand. You say, no, let me remain where I am. And success does not permit that. Success wants to explode. You can't light a candle and put it under the roof. You must bring candle out and let the world see. If you put candle under the roof, it will burn the house. So if you say, no, I'm afraid, you can't, that success, you will explode with the success. The success will consume you. So now, what is the way out? Like the Bible says, faith is not a force that is something that comes spontaneously, naturally. That is faith. What is the way out? The way out is, as you are growing, take time to train people, impart to people. If not, by the time you finish growing and become a Iroko tree, you will not see anyone to help you. You will use your enemy as a helper. Jesus took time to train people, to impart in them, and even yet he was betrayed. But at last he make best of his people. Take your time. Train people. What do I mean by training? Allow them to see what you are doing. Let them see what you are doing so that they can do the same. As they see what you are doing, your enemy among them will give way. And those, a man of your own heart will continue to follow you. Till finally when you get there, they can be there to carry the vision. So this is what the world are facing today. There is crisis in this world. This is why there is no new thing coming. I told you last time that we are running out of idea. The world is running out of idea. No new invasion, no, nothing new. Next year you still see the same plasma, the same this. Even the one we have is destroying. There's no new thing. People are running. The world is running. Science is run out of idea. There's no new idea. Because they are dying with their own idea. They cannot impart those ideas to people. They don't have people of their own heart again to work with them. And if you continue to carry, you get tired. If this body is tired, you can't carry the vision out again. Like I have said, take your time as you are growing. Take your time to do what? To grow others. Not just be using them and give them money. We are not talking of money. You have people working with you, give them billion. That is not issue. Issue of money is not issue. Money cannot make the vision we are talking about. It's all about sincerity. You say, I give them a lot of money, they work with me. We are not talking of working with you, giving them money. If you are bigger than this tomorrow, how will you maintain that grace? If you are tomorrow, you become bigger than this, how will you maintain it? And you alone cannot maintain that biggest. You need someone to, and you don't have any of a man of your own heart. You finally find yourself using your enemy to maintain your vision. Look at our university all over the world, in Nigeria, just university in Nigeria alone. You know what has happened? Those best universities in the world we know in Nigeria, we can mention. When you go to the premises and campus, you see what has happened, you say, oh, it's not an issue of money, but we keep shouting money, there's no money to develop, there's no money. Issue of money, it's not an issue of money. I know money is very important. It's not an issue of money. It's not an issue of money. If you look at the first class student, you know, very brilliant, of each university, and you send them to another country for a program, and another country send their first class to the country, and when they come, they will raise the standard here. How much does it take you to send people to? And you say money. If there's money and there's no brain, can money work? Brain is dead. We are running out of idea. You talk of money. When there's no idea, money is dead. No idea, money is dead. No idea, money is useless. If a man without idea has money, it's like a mental people has money. A crazy man. This suddenly, a man, a very rich man, suddenly run mental. It's like a rich man that run out of idea. It's equal to a rich man running out of idea. When you don't have idea, the money is useless. It is idea that make use of money. It is idea that spend money. Money cannot spend himself. Idea spend money. Where are we going? That is our education. All over the world, not only Nigeria, all over the world. Just like that. Just like that. There's some faculty in university that need to be, increased in number. But because we are looking for money, you just want to have university. And you don't mind any cost they study. You need money from students. Whereas there's some important faculty that can build the nation. Until we begin to separate those faculty, you have this university, College of Medicine, you have this university, law school, you have university, no, but you bring all together and destroy university. And there's some students there that they have no brain, they just have to go to university to study any course, compared to some subject that you must have brain to study them. You must separate the student in order to build the nation. But university of this, or the college, and when you look at those faculty that seems to be useless, they are the faculty they spend money on. When you look at the nation, you'll be able to know what nation need at this time. What does this nation, your country need at this time? But we... So not until we begin to sort out those faculty, university, and separate them and put them everyone where they belong. Depend on the importance of those faculty and know how you can vote money, raise the standard of those faculty to build the nation. When you build those faculty, you are building nation. Are you seeing the weakness of our people? People run out of ideas. Many parents, they don't know the right and the left. They just want their students to and want their children to go to university. Fine. We get money, but money without idea is useless. So I think what we are facing today, people run out of idea, but people have money. If somebody say no money, there's money. We lack idea. People lack idea, but have money. So you can't eat your money. Your money is not value without idea. When you ask people today a question, simple, they will complain about their government. Our government is not doing this, the government is not doing that. When you don't run out of ideas, you don't have any business with the government. Even government will want you to help the nation if you are not run out of ideas. It is when we run out of ideas, we begin to complain about the government, no money to do this, no to do that, we cannot move forward, because we are running out of ideas. You can be so great without the government himself, and the government will not turn to you for help. So it's so much, the body is so much on government, because everybody depends on government. That is why the world is collapsing. People, everyone depends on government. You depend on the government of your nation to lead, which is wrong. Because we are running out of ideas. If government is not bringing out the contract, you cannot leave. If government is not bringing out the business, you cannot leave. If they have not read the budget to give money to the each pastor, you complain. But this is what you are depend on. Because we are running out of idea. Not until people have idea before you can live this a peaceful life. When trouble comes to government, it affects you. You have to look beyond. Yes. Rise up for prayer. And what is the cause of man running out of idea? What is the cause? What is the cause? When you run out of idea, you begin to look at order to reason, look at the order to think, compare yourself to order, measuring yourself with order. You are running out of idea. Say, this man is fat, I want to fat. This man is slim, I want to be slim. Look at the hair this the woman wear, I want to wear the same hair. I saw a Porsche car last week, I want to buy the same car. You are running out of idea. You begin to imitate others. You imitate others to live, imitate others to talk, imitate others to even to pray. You look at what people say, behave, you want to say the same, because you are running out of idea. It means when you are running out of idea, your money is not your money. Your money is someone else's money. Are you with me? When you run out of idea, your possession is not your possession, it's someone else's possession. Because you don't know the use of it. Someone else will be using your possession, enjoying what you have. You go for medical checkup, little time sickness, disease, this, that. They give you this, they give you chieftaincies. Then money comes, you are not given chieftaincies, but when money comes, they call you for chieftaincies. Now, can't you ask yourself, why they did not call me for chieftaincies when I don't have money? But now I have money, they call me for chieftaincies. You should know that there's something wrong somewhere. Now I'm not sick when I did not have enough. But now I have enough, I'm sick. What do you think is happening then? I did not sick when I did not have enough. But now I have enough, now I'm sick. People call me for invitation to visit there, call me to party, call me to occasion, invite me all over the world because I have. How do they know that I have? But when I did not have, nobody invite me. Nobody want to be your friend. Can't you ask yourself why? So when you run out of idea, your possession is someone else's possession. You have money, but that money, someone else will be spending there. You go for checkup, sickness here, sickness this, sickness here, sickness that, sickness here. Every weekend you travel, family meeting, day meeting, that meeting, trouble this, your responsibility will be so much. You don't have to say, and this responsibility will take you away from God. See, TB doctor, have you ever come to church one day and you learn that I am not around? If I'm not around, I'm in the revival, I'm in the crusade in another country. And you will know clearly that, yes, I'm attending crusade in another country. But you will never learn that Kim Jocha is not around. He traveled to this occasion, he traveled to that. Does it mean that I don't have family? Does it mean I don't have responsibility? Those 10 challenges you have, do you mean I don't have those challenges? I don't have people do funeral, my family, friend, all over. I have them. But you, in a week, in a month, you may not come to church for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, you go for meeting. You go for funeral. You go for this. You go for that. When they look at your convoy, you see the uniform. 99% of your uniform, your attire is uniform for marriage, uniform for wedding, uniform for funeral, uniform for... No! Could you believe that I don't have anyone? Uniform for funeral, uniform for wedding, uniform for marriage, uniform for a congregation, uniform for inauguration, uniform for open, uniform, 90% of your dress. And I don't have anyone. Am I not a human being like you? So think about yourself. Just think about yourself. If you don't have money, you look for money to buy that uniform. Very expensive. They say 30,000 people have to buy it. The wedding of your cousin, this day, traveling, building, ceremony, this, that. You have to buy them. Not that I'm jealous of you, because you may say this man is jealous of us. I'm not jealous of you. I can't see the way out of that. Note of this once again. When you run out of idea, your possession is someone else's possession. That is, to run out of idea, I mean when you cannot think right at the right time, do things at the right time. You may do them, but not at the right time. You move. It's right, you must move, but at the wrong time. To do things at the right time, give result. Time for everything. If you are not stand up for prayer now at the right time, it means God will not connect with us. You pray at the wrong time. It's right you are praying, but are you praying at the right time? Because Holy Spirit intercedes for us. We don't know how to pray. You can't just stand up and say, I want to pray. If there is faith, there will be work. That's what corresponding with that faith. If there is faith, I have faith in God, there will be what? There will be work that correspond with the faith. Tell your neighbor, if there is faith. I can hear you. There will be work that correspond with the faith. Again. I can hear you. With the faith, not with that faith, with the faith. With the faith. If there is faith, you say you have faith. Okay, I have faith. There will be war that correspond with the faith. If there is no war that corresponds with the faith, if work is different from faith, that is, you have bad work. The work you are doing is not, it's not good. But you have faith. That cannot correspond. If there is faith, there will be work that corresponds with the faith. If it's not correspond with the faith, that is, it's just magnet and nail. You have nail here, you have magnet here. You see, if you bring them close, they will, you can see, magnet. But if it's not nail, it will not. So if there is faith, you say you have faith, there will be work that corresponds with the faith. If not, you continue to say, I'm a Christian, I have faith, but this work is not correspond with. This is why we pray today, go nowhere. Our prayer go nowhere. We talk to ourselves when we are praying. In the name of Jesus, you are talking to yourself. Tell your neighbor again, if there is faith, there will be war that corresponds with the faith. This is what I mean, our works proves our faith. This is what I mean, our work complete or perfect our faith. If your work is not correspond with your faith, you are faithless. The faith you are talking about is not faith in God. There is all kinds of faith. All kinds of faith. All kinds of faith. There are all kinds of faith. I'm talking of faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. All things are possible. Have faith in God. Again.
Have faith in God. Have faith in God. All things are possible. Have faith in God.
Again. Have faith. This is the faith I'm talking about. Have it in God. The Bible talk about in Mark. If there is faith, if you claim you have that faith, there will be work that corresponds with the faith. So you can, you know where your problem comes from now. You can, you know where your problem comes from. You know where your problem comes from. So I want to leave you. We want to lift up our voice. I will leave you for 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Think about, get yourself prepared. And I really believe that you will not go back the same. Yes, please. It's not too late. Wherever you are coming from, whatever you might have done, are you not in line with God? It's not too late now to be in line with God. So right now it's a matter of talk with all your heart. Confess with all your heart. Begin to talk with all your heart. Talk with all your heart. Yes, ask God. Ask God. Ask God for His grace. You need His grace. Ask, open your lips, prayer.
Ouvrez la bouche, demandez à Dieu sa grâce. Nous avons besoin de sa grâce.
Pídale a Dios por gracia.
Ask God for his grace. Ask God for his grace. Ask God for his grace.
Demandez la grâce de Dieu, demandez à Dieu sa grâce.
Pidamos por la gracia de Dios, pidamos por su gracia.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Out of the message I gave you today, take note of one point. Because these are the mistakes we are doing. You never believe that your enemy can give you $1 trillion and yet it's your enemy. You believe that if somebody can give you $1 billion, he loves you with all his heart. Your enemy can give you $1 trillion and yet it's your enemy. But you don't know that. To you, once somebody has given you so much, you consider him as a man of your own heart. No, my brother. Your dear enemy can give you £1 trillion and yet remain your enemy. So how do you run your business then? You run it on the first running out of idea, because you need money. And once you are given money, it's your dear friend. Without going beyond to ask God, who is giving me money? Do you know your enemy can establish you? If you know that, raise up your hand. That the enemy can establish one. Enemy can establish you for reason no to him. Oh my God. Enemy, your enemy can establish you big in a big way for reason known to him. There are many things that you don't know. You don't know because you are a businessman. You are a politician. There are many things you don't know. You are a businessman, you are a politician. Why should you be the same party and be fighting yourself? Why can't you fight your opponents as a political party? Why can't you fight your opponents, your enemy? But why party to party you are fighting yourself? If you don't know that your enemy can establish you in a big way, for reason known to him, don't be carried away. Don't just be carried away, because you're easily being carried away when all these things come. Help, establishment, help, you are carried away. These are the reasons why you are facing many things you are facing. Think back about your antecedent, your track record from beginning, and sit down and think about your life. You begin to agree with me what I'm saying now. People you never believe they can turn around to be your enemy because they have done so much for you. They seem to be giving you so much. They seem to be giving you, establish you, later turn to be your enemy. At a difficult time, at a time you need them. I don't want you to get to heaven before you understand all this. Because I don't want you to go to heaven before you see the fire. I don't know that this is happening in this world. And I was there for many years. See me. I don't want you to get to heaven to understand this. You better understand it now. Let's see what God will have for us there before we go to mass prayer, because if I go to mass prayer, I can't come back. Okay, it's just a journey like this. When you get to the third staircase, you can't go back to the second staircase. You have to go up, up, up. You may be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah.